My past life, the ghost remembers. A phantasm glowing, sparkly shimmer. A wrath twisting its memories within. These weird thoughts have always been. See the past. Release the fear. Discard your heart. Bring the spear. Lifetimes that weave the fabric. Chosen paths you already picked. That's like patterns collage and thin, tripping through threads of webs within. Ancient ones beginning flash, knowledgeable angle ending crash. Aliens let process of course. The past is calling, no remorse. The entity enters, I'm without. Around are shimmering, glassy stars. Thickness surrounds, no sounds, no shouts. This is the time I've gone too far. Lifetimes are weaved of fabric, chosen paths already picked. Flaps like patterns, large and thin, tripping through threads of webs within. Phantasm controlling by psychic tremors, a conjured past life, shown, remember. Fading life forgotten, the ghost recalled. The summoned ghost splits, the time falls.
Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. Tonight I have both sidekicks on my shoulder. They're kicking around with each other a little bit. We also have my other sidekick, Steve Barish, who won't fit on my shoulder, who probably will be getting a bird soon. And I guess he might even have a caller as soon as we get the show going here. So it's a beautiful day in Laguna Beach. Not Laguna Beach, but high in the sky over Fallbrook and Temecula. You can't see outside here. The cameras don't... Camera doesn't work too good until it gets a little darker. It's too much brightness. We were having an exciting week this week, working on the book, a lot of new stuff. It was interesting to note that I had been writing about Tamiflu, did a show on it 2 years ago saying how dangerous it was. And earlier on in this month, five European countries, including Germany and Spain, Slovenia, a company called Baxter tried to release Tamiflu. It put out several million hits of Tamiflu, and it turned out to be a Bio-3 hazard, which they got caught before it hit the streets. Just exactly what I've been talking about, just about happened about 2 weeks ago. So how are you doing there, Steve?
Pretty good, really good.
So you're almost ready to come online now, and I also want to welcome all my... brand new Ustream. We got a lot of new Ustreamers on here now.
Sometimes
we get several hundred. What have you been doing all week anyway?
Well, I've been doing a lot of massage work and energy work, and the projector seems to be getting a lot more powerful, and it seems to be very, very useful in terms of energy. So it's allowing me to see the cells that are very large size.
So oh, good.
It's really, really a beautiful piece of work, this projector. So I'm really having a lot of fun with it.
Oh,
lots
good.
And lots of fun. Very
powerful.
I got
my two sidekicks here. They're kind of beaking each other. Actually, they're going through the feeding process. They do a little kissing and she's the female, and she wants to do the motion of feeding baby. She's been jumping in my electronic consoles lately and hiding in there like it's a log, thinking she's supposed to have babies now. It's the springtime, you know.
Yeah.
The little green bird, her husband, Buddy Boo, his birthday will be on May 23rd. So he's not a year old yet, so he's not quite ready to do the breeding scene yet. It'll be another probably 6 or 8 months, next season. So she's a little frustrated, but that's how it goes when you have sidekicks, you know. they're pretty good birds, and they've been helping me write a lot. We wrote a lot.
Yeah.
Today we were writing how to take kids. I wrote about schoolyard shootings and all the ones I'd been involved with, you know, as far as investigative journalism.
Right.
Columbine case, and with Al Gore and Janet Reno, we were all up there together.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of, you know, the ceremony, the final closing ceremony when they opened up the high school again.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, all the thing, how to get these people off these horrible SSRIs and these MOA inhibitors, mostly SSRI drugs, and how to get them off of it really quick and with great results, and why they're on there in the first place, plus all the deficiencies of, the chemistry deficiencies that take place from smog and dirty air and stress,
mm-hmm.
puts people on these things in the first place. So that's what we've been doing here. I'll be glad when this book is done. I've got a couple more chapters and then cleaning up to do, and that'll pretty much do it. And you guys can start ordering it out there. I got a lot of people who want to order it.
Yeah.
I bet you want one too, huh?
Doggone right. I want the first one off the press.
Yeah. So tell me all about, you're getting ready to get your car out of the mothballs?
Yep, sure am. I got about another 3 weeks before I can get it out. But there's 23 cars in front of me. And they're waiting for the people to pick up their cars, and I can get my baby out.
Oh, good.
And I think I'm going to take your advice. And I'm going to take your advice and mosey out to California with it.
Yeah, you just missed a hell of a car show here. I missed it too. I had to do my BBS night show, and I didn't get it done until around 4 last Saturday.
Right.
And that's when the car show ended. I thought it was going to go till about 8 or 9.
Yeah.
I had that one Corvette for sale. I still have it. You can drive it while you're out here. It's $1,000.
That'd be fun to do.
You can drive your car out and take mine home. We'll swap.
I have a friend that just bought a 63 AFX 421 Super Duty Tempest. Aluminum
front
end.
Wow, what
whole
year is
thing.
That one?
63.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm drinking a little Shawootsie today. Are you having some?
Oh, yeah. I love my Shawootsie.
Did you drink it while you're on the air?
Yeah.
Mm.
Absolutely. It really gives you a kick.
Yeah, Bella Bird loves it. I got a buddy on this side here, Bella Bird. You want some? She loves it.
Michelle Lucy's great stuff.
Gonna have a little now. Yeah, she's having a little bit. Yeah, I had a bird fly into one of my garages yesterday. I had to let it out the window.
Really?
I had to talk to a wild bird. I could look at its little face. I was scared to death. Because once you raise birds, Bella Bird's taking a big drink of Shawootsie now. She's really into it. And
right.
She also, I heard she likes champagne, too. I know you're a big champagne drinker, right?
I like, I like some champagnes, not all champagnes, but I like some.
Yeah, okay. Now, see, Buddy, he comes over there on the shoulder there. You know, don't try this at home with two birds at once unless they're in love, you know, because they'll fight over something.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
maybe I should get myself a bird.
With the projectors, I was writing about that too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, as we rotate around the Pleiades every 26,827.5 years, we go through these different field patterns of DNA changes, and finally we get up. Maybe we become aware of the fact that we're holographic. We're nothing more than an image in the universe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when we become an image, we can do anything we want, you know. It's kind of the way it is on the astral plane. You can start dreaming and switch your dreams around, but that's very real because energy is following thought, and there you are, and you're concentrating on it at night.
Yep.
Yeah, so anyway, the projectors are going to get a lot more powerful.
Well, I know mine is getting a lot more powerful. The color is extremely bright white light. It's almost hard to look at.
Yeah, well, that's good.
So
are your clients noticing it more now?
Excuse me?
Are your clients noticing that more now?
Oh, yeah. They can actually feel the projector. I mean, it's people walk in, they get, it's almost like being electrified.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I had a caller named Ken. Are you still there? See if he's still there on the, he called in right at the top of the hour, and I couldn't, I have to open the show first.
Yeah,
caller.
Yeah.
Are you still there? If not, call back.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyhow, what do you want to talk about tonight?
Well, the platinum projector is very, very interesting.
Yeah, I noticed you really like, you seem to be enjoying it now you've had two of them.
Well, the gold projector that I had was really smooth. The platinum projector is very, very powerful. I mean, you cannot get away from the platinum projector. It's constant with energy. It's just it's a different kind of energy than I've ever felt in my life.
Yeah, that's why platinum is so valuable, you know?
Yeah.
Plus, it's a metal that they can manipulate in the world markets, but gold and silver, one of my friends was telling me today that silver is probably going to take off again. There's going to be a shortage of it because they're running out of it around the country, you know, around the world.
Really?
I didn't realize that. Did
really?
You know that they're running out of silver?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
I did not.
I remember it was up at $40 an ounce. It's down around 9 or 13 or so today.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might be a good investment to get into silver. Anything to switch your currency out of currency into...
I have a lot of silver dollars. I purchased silver dollars for the last 20 years. So I've got
excellent.
A ton of silver dollars.
Yeah, you need those.
Yeah.
You need silver dollars. You need dollars of any sort, actually.
Yeah. No.
The problem in the world is not the... you know, it's not money, it's the lack of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at some pictures on our coffee table in there, one of Mikkel's books. I didn't realize that downtown Hong Kong has 7,431 high-rise buildings.
That's amazing.
Can you believe that?
That's
I mean, how
amazing.
Many is in New York? 100?
7,431.
And they're beautiful, including the third tallest building in the world.
Wow, that's amazing.
So there's where the money went. We're looking for money. Go to China. It's gorgeous over there. I was looking at their beaches, and I had no idea it was such a beautiful place. And the air, the water's not all polluted like it is here.
Wow.
It's quite different. You know, quite different.
My brother was in China last year. He really enjoyed it.
Did he?
Really, really loved it. Yeah, yeah. He wanted to, he really enjoyed himself. But getting back to the projector, it's really changed. It's changing my life all the time. It's constantly It's constantly pressing me forward to learn more and more energy. It comes naturally to me anyhow, but for some odd reason, it's a lot more powerful. The energy that I'm receiving is a lot more powerful. And the projector is a very, very serious piece of equipment. And the platinum one, my goodness gracious, it's just a different ball game.
Yeah, you had a gold one before, right?
I had a gold with the platinum bridge.
Yeah, okay, so I've never worn a platinum one. I had a gold one. Every time I build myself a gold projector, either Mikkel wears it and it gets sold, or Mikkel wears it and it gets sold.
Right.
so I can't really tell you what a platinum was like. I didn't wear yours because I knew you didn't want anybody's energy on it, you know?
Well, it doesn't matter. You can blow off the energy. It just changes everything. It changes the structure of everything. In other words, everything that I knew is being changed to a different level of energy. So in other words, all you have to say is to clear the energy of the necklace or clear the energy of my desk or clear the energy of anything, and it just does it instantaneously. So you don't even have to work at it. All you have to do is put it on, and it'll clear. I mean, it'll clear anything. The issue is that it's so powerful, you have to have the right questions to ask. I wouldn't want to ask the wrong question to it, I'll tell you that right now. Or try to send energy to hurt somebody. I mean, I think you really get yourself in a lot of trouble real quick. It's just a different kind of...
I'm having a sight problem here. I had to separate one of them off. He's starting to bite my ear.
It's okay, honey. Get on Dad's ear. Get out there.
Yeah, I had too many sidekicks. I can only have two sidekicks per show. The other one here, I took one of them off because he gave me the symbol that he needed to use the bathroom, so I put him up on his hand there behind me because they give you a nibble on the ear. And the other one got a little nervous, didn't you?
You're a little nervous?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there we are. And they had their nails done, so they're slipping off my shoulder now, you know?
Right,
that's
right.
So funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, getting back to the projectors,
Yeah, the question that you need. Go ahead.
The programming is really tricky on these things. I don't go too material with it, but I do a little of it, and it works quite well. And
yes,
it really works when you release it to the projector. I do some scary stuff with it, things I wouldn't think it was capable of doing because I'm not capable of understanding how to make it do it, and then it does it real quick.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
It's instantaneous.
Yeah.
The stuff I do with my clients because I work with my clients all day long, so I'm either asking for help, I'm asking for energies to be changed, or I'm asking for energies to be changed within myself.
Yeah.
So it's stuff I don't ask for monetary value or anything else of that nature, but what I am using it for right now, and what it seems to be doing, is we were talking about the water and the fluids of the body changing. And I told you about the energy that I use. The water that you can change can be made very holy, where the body, you can do the same thing. And it's very, very interesting how fast it can be done. I mean, it's instantaneous. It's all energy. And we have to remember that. And a lot of people don't realize that you can actually change energy instantaneously just by asking for it or asking for the fluids of the body to change. So, but you got to be ready for it because it's quite interesting what happens. I mean, you just get into a happy state. And I've been using that as a state of grace on my show. And what I've been able to do, of course, is to bring down that heavenly light. And with the projector on, they've been able to feel the energy and actually go into nirvana within, I would say, 30 seconds.
And that's pretty good. And you got, a couple hundred clients?
Well, we did it with 500 people out in California that one day.
Yeah, I remember that. That
was really interesting. But I don't know how many people were listening to at nighttime, but the ones that want to listen, the ones that want to learn, the ones that want to make changes, they call me after the show or during the show, and they actually feel the energy change within their bodies as soon as I mention it. So however many people we're talking to and how many people are really into making changes, they feel it right away.
You know, a lot of people are afraid of change.
Well, a lot of people are afraid of change, but there's a lot of people that are not afraid of change. Right, it changes.
I've been used to it. Nothing in my life has never been without change, you know?
Right.
It's kind of nice to have some stability on some level.
Well, I think what happens with me is that I become very grounded very quickly because I'm working with so many people at one time. So
yeah.
I don't have a choice. I mean, it just happens for me instantaneously. As a matter of fact, I can be working with one client. I'll be in a sentence. They'll call me and they want me to heal them. I'll heal them right away and go back to exactly where I left off and continued on. So you can do anything you want. I mean, the energies are just they're there right in front of us. And the big thing is to let go.
Yeah. You know, I noticed on your, that's the thing. When I do material things, I've always had the attitude, it's a material thing. I can use it for something, and if it doesn't come, I don't need it, you know?
Right.
I've always had to kind of look at it that way. But,
right.
That seems to work.
Yeah.
But then I think you do quite a bit of healings on your show, right?
Yes.
How many of those do you do on each show now?
Last week I had six.
Oh, that was pretty good. And what types of illnesses do you have to deal with?
People were dealing, basically with mental issues,
stuff.
Blockages. People are sick, their necks are hurting. The blockages could be anything. And what I do is that I don't get lost in the blockages. What I do is just let the blockages go.
Yeah,
and
that's important.
I train the people right on the air to let themselves go and freely and lovingly with a lot of compassion, and they instantaneously heal right on the radio program.
Yeah, I've seen you do that. I mean, you've got your nonstop wall to wall healings these days,
right? Right, right, right. And it's something that's innate in me. I don't know why, but I'm working with it all the time. And the projectors in my room really, really help. But the projector that I'm wearing, there comes a point, Fred, where I need to let that go too.
Yeah, I
can't
know.
Look at it any longer. It's just a part of me, and you just let things go.
The other thing with those is that I notice sometimes, you know, I don't like to, you know, the when they're like you wear the receptor, it's making your it's working with your DNA, keeping it from despiraling.
Right.
And I notice when I go out, and sometimes once in a while I'll forget it, and
right,
I notice right.
right
away once I'm out that I can feel the pressure of negativity that's as an overabundance as it is in our society in public places like shopping centers and places
right,
like that.
Right.
Parking
right.
lots, restaurants, happy hour places. There is an
right.
element of negativity there.
Right.
And so I feel that.
Well, what
and,
I do...
If I have the receptor on, I don't feel it. That's how I notice that it's not there anymore.
Right, right.
Because I forgot it.
Platinum, for some odd reason, has the metal that when you let go, it's there. It's still there. So, in other words, if I walk out of the house with or without the platinum projector, it's still working.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's extremely powerful, Fred. It's, you know, I've been waiting a lot of years to get that projector in platinum. And, I wear it. I just constantly wear it when I'm with my clients. I don't wear it out. I wear it in.
Yeah, where nobody...
Right, and the diamonds actually can fire. They'll go in order. I mean, they'll fire right in order. It's amazing to watch it, and it works. I mean, it really, really works. So when I'm looking at the back of the projector and I'm watching the diamonds firing, I can actually see the firing through the back of the projector. So it's firing clockwise.
There's a hole in the back of the structure.
Yeah.
For those of you who have never seen a projector, it looks like two satellite dishes
right.
side by side.
Right.
It's partially developed over at NASA under patents over there. And then I got the ultimate patent on it, for the design of it. Now the Food and Drug Administration has requested that I get an operational study done so they can issue a... get a patent on the operation. I was like, they can use it. I mean, they can issue a. I can make a medical claim. In other words, I can't make
right.
a medical claim now. I can only suggest that it might do these things.
Right.
So my FDA buddies are listening in. A lot of them do.
Yeah.
And, So the projector. You know, I'm still sorting out the receptor. You know, getting it into its true value of what it's really all about. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, I think this is what I find out about the nuclear receptor, is that it's always changing. It's never stagnant. I mean, things are happening with that nuclear receptor all the time. So, in other words, if I'm looking through my back, I can actually see the nuclear receptor firing away. And the colors are very, very bright in it. It's just a bright white light. So you hit on something really big, but I think between the projector and the nuclear receptor, and I'm going out on a limb here, but I feel a lot of energy coming from there that makes tremendous changes.
You're not going out on a limb. I mean, the client list is growing with celebrities and world leaders that are using this technology. Most of them I cannot name for obvious reasons.
Sure.
But they really swear by this stuff. We need to get one on Obama here pretty soon. Yeah, we haven't got him yet.
Yeah, it works.
He could use one. He'll probably get one before his term of presidency is over. And I think he'll be a good two-termer anyway, you know.
Yeah, yeah, he's a good man. Very, very good.
But I haven't really... I use a standalone... projector here, one only here in the high in the sky place, and then in Laguna, I have four set up down there that I link up to.
Right.
But I'm pretty much, I haven't really, I asked the projector to link with those, but I'm not even sure it's necessary because I'm getting good results up here, in my place, my new present location.
I think as soon as you say to link up, Fred, it already does it.
Yeah, it does
I have a feeling it does, because I've got all four projectors or three projectors right now in my office. And the energy when you walk in there is tremendous. And I've got the flamethrower right behind it. So it's amazing. I mean, the stuff that you have is absolutely amazing, and it really works. But I don't want to sound like I'm selling something. But when I start working with people and I'm doing energy work with them, and that's what it's all about. I mean, I do a lot of massages, and I'm doing energy work on every one of them. And, my mind's got to be very focused, because if I'm only doing four or five a day now rather than eight. And your mind's got to be really focused. And I find that using the platinum projector just keeps me right there all the time. And the master crystals is quite a piece of work.
Yeah, you know, we're getting really low on those master crystals, that's for sure.
Really?
I've got one really sweet one. I got a 40-pounder here that we found in the archive somewhere, and it's out there. It's for sale. It's a really beautiful, very clear one. And of course, I got that overpriced Mac Earl. It's worth a ton of money. But anyway, you inquired today about a Portamid system, and I told you that what we're going to do is we're going to make one of those up for you. And in the next run, I think Mikhail ordered it today, because you're going to have that.
And well,
let me explain why you need it, okay?
Go ahead.
The reason you need it is because, first of all, you ever lay down in bed at night and you get a jumping sensation? You ever get that, like you start to fall asleep and all of a sudden jump?
Yes.
You ever get that sensation?
Yes.
How often do you get that?
Could be once a night.
Really?
Yes.
Every night?
Just about every night, Fred.
Okay, I will bet you that I'll make you a $100 bet right now that once you put that Portamid over your bed, you'll never get that again. Not
That'll
once,
be good.
Ever.
That'll
now,
be good.
You want to take that bet? Or we'll bet your car against my Corvette.
You're funny. Yeah, right. I'll tell you what I'll do. When I get out to Temecula, either you'll buy me dinner or I'll buy you dinner.
Okay. I'll buy you dinner anyway.
Okay, we'll do that anyhow. But
I'll give you some avocados. We got plenty of those. Okay, here's what happens. Let me explain the process. Okay. The process is you lie down in your bed after being up all day long and you're overcoming gravity. The reason you're lying down is because your body produces what's called lactic acid in your bloodstream, and anytime that you're acidic, your body is not going to have the best defense system in the immune system, and your body is going to get tired because the conductivity of acids in your electrical nerves and through your nerves of your spinal cord is drastically reduced. So that's the feeling of fatigue.
Right.
Okay, then what happens is you lie down, and the first 2 hours of lying down is where your body goes into the, it'll probably heat up. It'll generate interferon, small amounts, to get rid of any viruses that you might have picked up or bacterium during that day. And if, you know, obviously if you went too long without sleep and you picked up too many negative bacteria, your body has gone to a pathogenic state and you're going to get a sore throat or come down with a flu.
Right.
So what happens is that detox process takes place, and during that time, your etheric body, the what I call the precursor body to the astral body, but it's also the precursor body to the central nervous system, extends the electrical. By the way, the brain uses up 80% to 90% of its energy during sleep. A lot of people don't know that.
That's amazing.
So the brain is now using 5 or 10 times more energy than it does during the day. And so that's why another reason why your body heats up. And so you're laying there, and so the first thing that happens is your etheric body extends out of your physical body by 2 inches. Okay? After it extends out of your body by 2 inches, what happens is then is that your spinal cord has been standing up all day long, relaxes, mm-hmm. and you become actually about an inch taller. If you could measure mm-hmm. yourself while you're laying flat and in, you know, in your detox first 2 hours of sleep, and you're 6'1", you're now 6'2", you know, or
amazing.
6'3" even.
Yeah.
If you're 5 feet tall, you're 5'1" or something, you know. If you're
yeah.
like me, 3 feet tall, you're 3'1".
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, when this takes place, you're very susceptible because when your spinal cord decompresses, the 72,000 major wires in your body are susceptible now to outside forms of electromagnetic disharmonious ELF and different forms of radiation, i.e. aircraft sensing equipment, altitude sensing equipment,
right,
cell phones, all that stuff, TV, radio, FM radio. So what happens is your body gets a short circuit. So what happens is as soon as your body gets too much of that, especially if you live near a power pole or, you know, wires over the ground, you know, like in the back of
mm-hmm.
your house, you might
mm-hmm.
have an alley and there's electrical wires exposed
mm-hmm.
To transport electricity into your house and the neighbors. What happens is that your body goes into shock. And so your spine was contracted. Now it pulls back in. So your spine pulls itself back in to protect the delicacy of these nerves in the body, which work on nanovolts, microvolts, millivolts, small
mm-hmm.
fractions of amount of voltage less than 1 volt.
Right.
But it pulls your spine in. Well, if you're laying there, your spine expanded, your arms got longer, your body got longer, and all of a sudden this contraction takes place.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, when the contraction takes place, it's like you're falling. It's like a
mm-hmm.
falling sensation. You follow me? Because your body's
yes.
shrunking.
Yes.
That's what you get. Well, the pyramid stops that. It will stop
really?
That. Stop that dead mm-hmm. in its tracks. That's exactly why we sell so many Portamids. Secondly,
amazing.
Yeah. So now, once it stops that, you don't get that, because when that happens, it's just interrupted your detox sleep factor.
Mm-hmm.
But when that detox sleep factor is interrupted,
mm-hmm.
then you can't reach the second stage of sleep, which is REM, rapid eye
right,
movement sleep.
Right.
If you can't reach REM sleep like most people don't, the next day you're going to feel like SHI and you know the rest.
Right.
And with young children like teenagers on junk food all day long, people that drink alcohol, they end up getting medicated because they can't sleep.
Yes.
On teenagers, getting medicated on these Prozac, you know, Luval,
mm-hmm.
all these different drugs,
right.
This medication builds up over 6 months and drives them crazy. It's
right.
only a temporary 6-month deferment to the ultimate end.
Right.
And then they have homicidal ideation and all the other things that happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Follow me? So
yes.
the pyramid stops that. Now, okay. once that's stopped, you're able to go to the next stage of sleep, REM sleep.
Right.
And there, and that takes place after, on the average, this is on the average, this is studies at Duke University and UCLA, Thelma Moss. These are studies that I've been involved with major universities, school systems, San Luis Obispo system up there. I've been involved with a lot of systems, you know, schools, universities, on these studies with these pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
It's documented. So then what happens is, because you don't have that falling out of the body experience, you go into
yeah.
rapid eye movement sleep quicker, and now your aura extends 13 feet, okay?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Why 13 feet? Well, 13 feet is about twice the average height of the average human being. That's why
mm-hmm.
they estimate 13 feet. Then your body of energy, it's like if you're dying on the operating table and you suddenly you're out of your body and you see, you know, you're circling around and you hear
yes.
all these stories, you see the nurses and the doctors
yes.
and there's your body laying there and here you are. When you get out to, you now get out 13 feet, you go into the astral world.
Mm-hmm.
Now your aura field is disconnected from your physical body, only connected by what's called a silver cord, which we'll go into some other show. And now that thing starts to circle like a bird and flies out
mm-hmm.
and meets
mm-hmm.
other incoming spirits, people that you've known in past lives, known
mm-hmm.
in this life that are deceased, spiritual masters, extraterrestrials, spirit guides, a whole plethora of beings that are out there waiting to meet with you, but
mm-hmm.
couldn't because you weren't protected and you were fighting this jumping sensation all night long, all this is reversed, and now you have an incredible experience. Mm-hmm. And people, and I have sold thousands of these Portamid systems, probably at this point in 34 years, over 10,000 of these systems.
Amazing.
Yeah, and none of them ever come back. And nobody says, you know, it didn't work. And so as a result of that, this incredible projection that takes place, the physical thing is like you're now dreaming in not just technicolor, but mm-hmm. you're dreaming in high definition.
Right.
If the next thing that happens, once you get good at it, and this is, I'm really good at it, although I don't have a Portamid system up here because we just sold the one I was going to put over my bed here in Temecula, but down in Laguna I've got one. The next mm-hmm. thing that happens is, let's say you're having this fabulous dream, but you're like I am, you're an older person, you got to go to the bathroom at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's just, mm-hmm. I never used to have to do that, but I do it now. Mm-hmm. So you get up and you go to the bathroom, come back in 2 or 3 minutes, lay down in bed, and continue on with the same dream.
Mm.
It's a continuity of consciousness thing extended into the astral body.
Right.
And that's why, and we found that once we put a Portamid system, a pyramid over the bed made out of the proper metals, if you use plastic or copper, they're toxic, and they'll give you nightmares. Aluminum's even the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Then we put a gold capstone over it. And when you see the new Portamid systems, you're going to flip out. I know you saw that system in Laguna. You're going to flip out. I mean, this is a beautiful 24-karat heavy plate gold capstone that goes over the top. And we're going to make you one with a chrome, beautifully chromed side rail pieces. You put the orb on the top, and the orb brings in all the energies from the Pleiades and the Great Bear and Orion. That brings all the stellar energies in when you add the orb on the top.
Right.
So you're going to get one heck of a sleeping system. And people absolutely love the Portamid system.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I can't wait to get it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we're working on it. We're going to make it up for you.
Great.
I thought we had one, and when I spoke to you on the phone today, I thought we had one in stock because we just got 4 delivered out here, and they're all gone already. And we just got them delivered a couple of weeks ago. One of them was mine. It's gone.
Really?
So I got to wait for another one
to use it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They're gorgeous. And we use a 10-foot size for a California king. You can go as mm-hmm. small as a 9-foot size for a California king.
Mm-hmm.
8-foot for a queen, and a 7-foot for everything else. And I think I got a few of the old style 6-foot left over there in Laguna that I'll sell for nothing, you know, for raising prices.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we went to this new system. The old Portamids that we had these round rods. These are precision machined, I spent a fortune redesigning this thing because I wanted it perfect. We have the most beautiful Portamid systems in the world. Nothing like on our website, by the way. Those are junk next to the new ones.
Okay.
I haven't had time to change. I don't have had a person to change the website because I've been working on my book.
Yeah.
And that's taken most of, you don't have a life when you write a book.
Well, you've been busy with it because I call you every day. You know, you're like jammed, so that's okay.
I don't mean to be short with you on the phone.
No, Fred, you're never short. I don't worry about that stuff.
Short person, I'm not that tall, but no.
Well, we're very close anyhow, so I'm not too much worried about that.
Wait,
but I'll tell you what,
out
what
here,
I am.
That was a drag race, you know.
That'd be fun to do.
I won't race against my Ferraris because you'll beat my Ferrari, but.
Well,
I know the Corvette will give you a hell of a run, you know.
Yeah, that'll give you
a run. You've got the weight. I mean, we're about, what are you, about 2,000 pounds?
2,150 pounds, and it's 610 horsepower.
We're looking at, I've got different exhausts. I'm looking at 750 horsepower on the street, not the drag setup. I have to change the exhaust. You know, I have this thing called a spiral turbo exhaust. Which is inside, you take these canisters off the side of the car, it's on the side, and you change out the core of the exhaust system. It's for racing or street, and I got it set up for street, which is quieter. But I'm looking at probably 2,700 pounds. It's 750 horsepower, and you're looking at, so that'll be a pretty good race.
Yeah, that'd be a nice race. And I'm also using a 5-speed, so that makes
a
big difference.
Six, but the 6-speed has 2 overdrives.
Wow.
I have a 411 rear end, though. I got to warn you on that one.
Yeah, I've got a 3, I think it's a 3, 70 rear end, I think.
Then, and then you're going to need a 552 compound load. keep up.
The
other thing I've been doing is I bought a bulldozer.
You ever drive a bulldozer?
Yeah.
No, I never rode a bulldozer.
I got one here. Weighs 7 tons.
Oh, my God. What are you using that for? To bury your avocados?
No, I was going to dig graves for mass murderers. I can dig a lot of graves with this thing. Now, what we're doing is because we have a big avocado orchard, and we've got a series of roads out here on our property.
Yeah.
First of all, you come in the property, and you got about an eighth of a mile of cement coming up from the gate up to the top of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Then going around the house, continuing around the back side of the house, it's a dirt road that goes down the hill. Because the house is like up on top of a mound, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So the back part of the road's about a 16th of a mile long, and I widened it. And then I've been pulling out stumps. We had a bunch of dead trees.
Right.
So this thing has a big blade on, so I pull the stumps out and haul them off in the North 40.
Amazing.
Then out through the property, out in the groves, there's these roads. And they're all built on hillsides, so I have to go out and level all the roads so we get, you know, pickup trucks and stuff down there instead of having to use four wheel drive vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Walden 8500, which is a bulldozer, but it's got tires on it. When you have a bulldozer with tires on it, they call it a wheel loader.
Yeah.
So it has a pushing power of about a D4, D5 Caterpillar for those of
that's
you.
That's amazing. That's a lot of power.
At the end of the day, when I get done with my book around 4 or so, I go out there and start this giant 7-ton machine up, and I work off stress in that, because I get stressed out writing, because I've been doing this 6 days a week. I write for 4 to 5 hours a day,
That's amazing.
I go out there and run my bulldozer. Isn't that funny?
It's got to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it is. But you got to go. It's very slow. You got to breathe a lot of fumes. It's a diesel. It's got a Perkin diesel in it. And on certain days, that diesel fumes from the exhaust blows right in your face for an hour at a time.
Really?
And so you got to have your receptor on to process all that.
Gotcha.
And probably a pyramid.
Yeah, that's
but
the other
it's
thing.
A lot of fun. I mean, I made the place so much prettier. When you start leveling roads and making them wider, it's really fun. And then we're going to build a treehouse. So when you get out here... We have a big old oak tree at one end of the property.
Really?
You come out here and you can go up in a treehouse.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that's what I thought, you know.
That would really be fun.
Treehouse. We're assimilating the parts now to build your flamethrower that we promised you last year when we were moving out here. We had September, October,
right,
you were answering
right,
the phones
right.
all the time because we couldn't get near them. And so I promised you a white flamethrower, and like I say, I'm always deliver what I promise, but it's always 6 months late.
That's okay.
Book is 4 years late, but it's coming out, ladies and
that's
gentlemen.
Okay.
It's coming. It's coming. Trust me, you'll love this book. It's a big book now.
You know what you need to do? You know what you need to do when you get that all done?
What?
Put that
say
up
a
on
prayer,
your West.
Thanks. I do that every day just to be able to write on it. You know?
Put it on the Western Wall and
what's
see
the
what
Western
happens.
Wall?
Yeah, on take that and put it on your Western Wall in your bedroom. No, wait a minute. Hold on, living room. Yes.
Yeah.
Better in the living room. Put it on the Western Wall, and you'll see a whole door open up for you.
I believe it.
I've
got a lot of Western Walls in this place, so I'll have to find which
we'll
section of the house.
We'll have to find which one it is, but we both got this from the Andromedans at the same time. So I think something big is happening with this thing, but we'll discuss that some other time.
I'm trying to shine I got the camera here, trying to show the people how beautiful it is up here, but it's still too bright.
Yeah, Temecula's got to be gorgeous.
Oh, well, we're not really in Temecula. We're in the mountains above it. Temecula gets pretty hot in the summer, and
yeah.
We're 1,000 feet higher, and so it's about 10 degrees cooler.
It's about
10 degrees hotter than Laguna and 10 degrees cooler than Temecula. So
If
it's 70 in Laguna, well, actually in the summertime it runs around 75. It's going to be 85 here and 95 down there. We're more towards Fallbrook. Actually, we're probably closer to Fallbrook.
Yeah. Yeah.
But and let me tell you something. The motorcycle, the sports cars that go through here, and I mean, this is God's country for motorcycles and sports cars.
Really?
I was surprised. There are some cool cars out here.
Well,
this is a place where you can live like a millionaire, like you do in Mexico, and be a pauper like me. That's what I like about it. It doesn't cost much to live here.
Yeah, well,
Laguna Beach was incredibly more expensive.
I would think it's very expensive. The thing is though, you probably would have a bull with all your motorcycles.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. I probably have ridden motorcycles 15 times since I've been here, and twice into town. Riding a motorcycle here is bringing the house, the lease payment over to the owner of the house, who is down the road about 5 miles. And that's about as far as I go. I go to his house and back, and he's a really cool guy.
Is he?
And that's about it. I haven't had time to really ride. And then we got this four-wheel Polaris Sportsman device. Mm-hmm. It's a ATV, and I ride that down to the mailbox once in a while, which is about a mile away.
Really?
No
Your
mail
mailbox
ever
is
here.
A mile away?
Wow. Mailbox is a mile away. Yeah, we're that's out amazing. There, but it's beautiful. I mean, you got to. It's like Bel Air was back in the 30s. In mm-hmm. California. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful mansions that, because of the deficiency in real estate, that have been reduced in price to the cost of the average house in a normal town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The $10 million place could be $1 million or less here, even $900,000 or even $700,000 that would mm-hmm. sell for $10 million over in Orange County. That's
amazing.
The difference. Yeah.
That's amazing.
My house in Laguna Beach, which I bought in 75, for under $100,000, is worth over $1 million now.
That's amazing.
And I could sell that and pay cash for this place, which is way bigger and more beautiful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I'm not selling it because it's a temple. That's where people come from all over
yep.
the world. The vortex is
yep.
there. It's in all my books.
Yep. Yep.
And it's, you've been there. You know what it's like.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's on the other line here. Hello?
Hi.
Hi there.
Hey, Dr. Fred. It's
Who's
Mardia.
This? Who?
Mardia.
How are you doing?
Great.
Yeah, how's everything up north there in Northern California?
It's as you hear on the news if you listen, but otherwise it's good. I've been out in the yard digging around in the dirt and thinking about Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah. Jurassic Space Park. Now, you stayed here for a couple of days. Did you have fun?
I sure did. I have a
request. Yeah, remember, Steve, that's the lady you were working with in the, at the booth.
At the show. Yes, I remember her. Oh, hello.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good, honey. I'm very good.
That's
how are you
good.
Doing?
I finally got on. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's hard to get on here. So tell Steve how beautiful it is here.
You know, I need to make a request. I just ran out of grapefruit, and I ran out of avocado, so I know I have to make a trip, but I don't want to make a trip. I want to come down and do some more work.
Yeah, you need to get down here tomorrow.
You're kidding.
Go back up in the guest house.
Really?
And, you know, when she was here, Steve,
yeah.
she went out. We got grapefruit growing along the road in these ranches falling on the ground.
And lemon.
We got oranges, limes. I mean, you name the fruit, it's hitting the ground.
That's
and Marcia
amazing.
went out on a gathering trip with her friend.
Yeah.
Brought me a whole pile of big, beautiful grapefruit. Oh, man, it's all free. We're in an area that's not polluted here. There's no pollution. There's no dirty air.
And after the rain, Steve, it's so fresh. You go out and just, you want to sniff the air. I mean, just...
Yeah, it's nothing like Southern California. Because we got a energy coming in here from Arizona and up down through the Midwest. I mean, Arizona, Montana, Canada, that route. There's a current here that pushes. We never get smog here, ever. Absolutely no pollution.
Too high up.
Yeah,
too
we're up.
Up.
Yeah, we're up pretty high, too.
Too high up.
You are the nicest person I've ever worked with in terms of working with somebody. You are such a nice person.
Why, thank you.
You're
I try
really,
to be,
really great.
You know, I work at it a little bit.
How's your receptor doing?
Say again?
How's your receptor?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I'm just loving it.
She worked for us, 2 years ago up in San Francisco, and we promised her a receptor, and a year later we finally delivered it, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I had it since Christmas now, so it's really, I'm sure it's helping a lot. I had it, just before Christmas.
Yeah, you're about ready for a projector.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me know when and what I need, how much I need to put down or whatever.
Yeah, let just work out a deal. Everybody out there, you know, Mikkel Williams, my sweetheart, probably be my wife one of these days.
She's already your wife.
Yeah, well, I consider her my wife now. She doesn't, but, I'm your girlfriend. I don't get treated right. Bullshit, you know, she's my goddamn wife. She's vernacular. Here, hello, we'll be common law in 7. You know, when you run down and get a marriage license, what's the deal, you know? We'll probably even have kids before we get married. That seems to be the thing, you know? I'll be like Larry King at 70 having more kids. but anyway, you need to get down here and go to work.
Okay.
I was wondering what happened to you.
Well, I needed to figure out what else was needed other than dates and Novolo and, different items like that for the home front. Oh, and the water. There's this water that I'm drinking that I wanted you to invest in because it's a higher pH. And that's
bring it down. We'll look at it.
Okay, very good. Very good. I'll send you a website, too.
Yeah, man, if you look at our website now, I forgot to tell everybody, bbsradio.com and pyridine.com. This show is also televised now on the pyridine.com website.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we are. We've got a huge amount of new viewers coming in. And on Ustream, we get measured in connections. And it's real interesting how it's growing. Tomorrow, I'll be on, by the way, on Sunday night, I'm doing a big show on UFO something. I don't know what it is. But I'm doing a huge show on Sunday night. Last Saturday night, I did a big show on the Genesis Network, which is... where Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz hang out. So I did a huge show there the other night, and that was televised. And so we're starting to do a lot of shows again, you know.
What station?
Yeah.
What station
are
you televising
these shows?
Love to do that.
Yeah, we got to get you writing a book.
Yeah, I should be doing that now.
Yeah, you should be working on a book now.
I should
be. I'm trying to point this camera out the door. But it's still too bright. I mean, come on. I don't know. I got to figure out how to run this camera better because, you know, it's still too bright. And the show will be over and it'll still be too bright out there. But anyhow, we'll figure it out. I know you guys, I think I'll get a remote camera and microphone and then I'll walk around and show people what we're doing, you know. One of my buddies, Peter Rapleson, who I have a record contact with, when he went to the Cannes Film Festival, he called me. He was staying on a really nice boat over there, and a yacht. And he gave me a video tour over the internet of this boat that he was staying on, one of his clients. And it was really cool. And the video tour, a little bit of France. And wow. And I want to be able to do that here. So we're slowly, progressively moving forward in the fact that we're doing more and more videos. Mm-hmm. And you can always go to ustream.com and type in the Fred Bell Show. And you'll see our past shows. But I want to make them a lot more exciting. As soon as this book is done, I'll hire some people to really make this stuff exciting, you know.
Wow. I think we're exciting everybody now.
Yeah, but I want more video, more visuals, and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. That I understand.
Okay, so we're completely out of time now.
Really?
See how quick that hour went.
Wow.
Need to do a 2-hour show. I got Bella Bird here. Have you up there in Oakland? Have you got the computer on where you can see the birds and everything?
No, I'm not. What do I? I didn't get to that part of it.
You just go to bbsradio.com and it's and you'll see the show live at the top of the video page.
I'm on the home page where it has BBS all across. BBS 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, I think it should be there at the very top. Otherwise, real quick, before we go off the air, go to pyridine.com.
Okay.
You should see the show there. I got Bella on my shoulder, and then Buddy was on my shoulder for a while, but then there was too much bird energy.
Yeah, because I was wondering why I didn't see you.
Yeah, Buddy Bird, you know, he's a young boy. He's been helping me write. He's been doing pretty good, haven't you, Boo? He's been a good bird. Yeah.
Dave, it's good to talk to you.
Oh, it's wonderful listening to you, honey. It's been a long time.
Yep, you need to come out.
Well, we got to do a show with Fred again. That was a lot of fun working with you. I really enjoyed your company.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, take good care.
Did you get on the Paradyne okay or what?
No, the doggone thing froze on me now. It's froze on BBS radio.
Archives. Buddy just did got up really close. He's a good bird. Yeah, he's learning. He's potty trained now. We're so proud of him.
Oh, he is?
Potty trained the last couple of weeks. Doesn't poo on Dad anymore.
Mm.
That's important. When your co-host craps on you, you know, when your co-host craps on you, you know your show isn't going right.
It's like something's not going right.
Yeah.
Something doesn't sound kosher.
Yeah. All right, we need to close this charade out. So you're going to come down here and hang out and work with us then, right?
Yes, I will. I'll be in touch with you soon.
Find yourself a place in Temecula to stay pretty quick, I'm sure.
You know what? I forgot to get a penny saver. I need a penny saver sent to me.
Yeah, I'll send
Every place I went, they were out of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many places down here? Even Steve needs to move out here.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to move out there.
You should, Steve.
Yeah.
The weather's great.
I'd love to move out there. I really do a lot of energy work out there. It'd be a lot of fun.
You'd have more clients than you've ever had out here. You could buy yourself a house for a couple hundred grand that would be a mansion.
That's right.
With no down payment because still the best buys in real estate are in Temecula. You'd love it out here.
Yep. You would, Steve.
Yeah, anyhow, I got a lot of, you know what, I just noticed, I'm just getting familiar with this. I got so many, I'm sorry, I see all these web communications through Ustream, and I apologize to you guys. I see the questions, and next week, I see all the questions from you guys out there. I promise you, we will now be aware of this board. It's like a bulletin board that's here. And we will answer all your questions. I should have answered a ton of questions here. There's a ton of them.
Really?
But I didn't realize right here. Instead of people calling in. So anyhow, we'll take care of it. Next week, we'll have more awareness. Anyhow, look forward to seeing you here, both of you.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve, for being a co-host. I look forward to getting you a Portamid system. And we're going to have to book, meaning leave.
Okay.
I can make like a tree and leave.
Okay.
But anyway, this is the end of the last moment of this week's show. Let's just get a, let's see, the show, the going out music, as we call it. And you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show at bbsradio.com. And I hope you had fun. I hope Steve didn't freak you out too much. You didn't freak everybody out, did you, Steve?
No.
Oh, good. So anyway, we'll see you guys tomorrow night on the tape series. My co-host say good night. And we'll see you guys next week. And hopefully we'll hear some of you guys can see our Sunday night show. That's on UFO something or other. Look up for it on the internet. Hello and good night.